In reference to that song, I don't know anyone that hasn't made mistakes. And I know the Lord really by the Spirit, I guess all through last year, well, not all through, but and especially this year, the Lord having us honing on loose ends. Well, you know, when we make mistakes, we say, Lord, forgive us and let Him direct us if we're to tie up loose ends. Because the back and forth thing, we've all done that. It's our own efforts. So you must let the Holy Spirit lead you to correct those mistakes because He forgives you from them. And then He goes and He will lead you to repair if necessary, if there's anything to repair. So you have to put it, I say, like on the altar, so to speak, and say, Lord, I lay it down. I'm sorry. And I'm moving forward. Just like the song said, that's what it's talking about. But we can't, to try to do it ourselves, we make bigger messes. If anything we ought to know is what we try to do on our own is a mess. Following the Spirit, that's the right way to go. And God knows how to take care of your messes. He's done that for me. He's done that for just about everybody I know. There's not anyone that hasn't. So, Prophet's Corner today. It's kind of interesting. This is Sunday 3:20 or 3:30:25. It's calling up the mighty men. This is me. As this word began to come, I had wails come up out of my spirit. This is what I believe those wails were saying. Wails coming up out of me. Anyway, this is what these wells, I believe, was saying. Calling up the mighty men. I don't mean natural men, but the spiritually mighty men. Not many mighty men are called. Let's look at that. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. To me, it felt like I was just crying or I was sobbing or whatever, but it was. It was, the Lord said those, because it just came right on me and then off of me. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. But ye are in but of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. In other words, He's talking about, and nothing God does has anything to do with the flesh of men and their plans. Let me continue. Not many mighty are called, for they get all the glory for their brawn. I'm calling up the spiritually mighty that will speak to mountains and see them removed. It is time. I'm rallying the troops. The troops of the Most High are being called up, up to third heaven authority to rule and reign as I do. The troops are ready and so are you. My mighty men are so special that the world is not worthy of them, for they will do exploits for me. And the world will see things that they have never seen before. No one will miss my show and my mighty men in operation. They are the sons of God and they will act like it. The full power, full authority, my authority rests upon them. And it will be in full demonstration. They are seated with me in heavenly places. That is third heaven authority. Now I want to go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I caught something I've never seen before. This is Paul talking here. He said, it's not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth, such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I thought, third heaven authority. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I should not be a fool, for I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. What's he saying here? He's finally getting it that from his weakness, this is why he can be in third heaven authority. Hear things from God that no man's ever heard uttered. You know, I think we've looked at our trials and tribulations the wrong way. Listen to the context of this word. So many cannot fit into this category, for the church leaders think they must be strong, but they have missed it because I do not need them to be strong, but weak. This was key in what Paul's saying here. So much of the time, my people and leaders spend most of their time trying to get well, supposedly. But in actuality, I have allowed many things to come into their life so that they will become dependent on me and not on their own brawn. I do not need the mighty in flesh, but the mighty in spirit. Like little David, a shepherd boy, forsaken and forgotten, but I saw him in his mighty spirit. Thus I was able to slay the giant through him. He don't need strong men, strong leaders. You hear that stuff all the time. What are they talking about? Well, I've been to cemetery, and I've been to here, and I've been to there. I got all these things after my name, and I'm well known. I've got 50 books out there. That don't mean a hill of beans. Now, if God told you to do it, I guess it's okay. Paul got it. The weaker he was, the stronger he could be in him. I think I finally got it. After this word, I finally realized the Lord's wanting to pour his glory through us, that we do exploits, like it says in the Word of God, but we can't do it in ourselves and our own strength. The weaker we become, the more dependent we become on him, the stronger he is in us, and we can sit in third heaven authority. We think, Paul, well, he had a vision, was called up to heaven. Well, I don't know if he was or not. Maybe he just realized this is third heaven authority. This is where I operate from. That's where we are. It says we're seated with him in heavenly places. Oh, only Paul could do that. No? Here's what it means to be weak. Feebleness of body or mind, malady, mortal frailty. These mighty men in spirit sit far above all principality and powers. They no longer have a low-level devil kicked around mentality. They have risen above it. They are above and not beneath, the head and not the tail, blessed coming in, blessed going out. That is this third heaven authority mentality. Gone is a lower level life. Adjust your minds to your new location and never look back. All the bad is behind you, not before you. See your weaknesses as my strength. Only victory is ahead. You know, we said, Lord, take it off, take it off, take it off, take it off. That's what Paul said. I besought the three times. Lord, take this off of me. Right here. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. God's doing us a favor. Adjust your minds to your new location and never look back. All the bad is behind you, not before you. See your weaknesses as my strength. Only victory is ahead. You have taken your seat and are holding on to that seat. I told you that you were walking out of it gradually and all this stuff would fall off of you. This is the ascension process. I'm mainly referring to mental baggage falling off of you, because that's where the problem is. All these attacks are mental. Even though they may manifest in a natural form, they're mental. The ascension to third heaven authority, it is a totally different view from up here. What you have experienced has been the turbulence that I warned you about. When you walk in the spirit, you will not have so much awareness of the natural. Your focus is on the spiritual. It's what you focus on. If you spend all your time bemoaning your circumstances and how bad everything is, you're not going to ascend. Now you will be able to soar as the eagle, go to new heights. The view from up here is so different from where you have been. The enemy tried to stop your liftoff, but he has failed, and my plan for this area will prevail. You've prayed through to breakthrough. I said that it would start here in your center and move out from here, and this is where you are at. It has begun. Thought about the movie. Kept thinking about Cool Runnings. Rise above it. Rise above it. They met a lot of obstacles being an all-black bobsled team from Jamaica. How impossible that sounds. Peace be the journey. Yeah, think about that. This morning, the Lord was quickening to me the different words that we've had all about you're walking out of it. It'll just fall off of you and all of these things. And I got to thinking about, wonder why there's delays. Well, he told us a year or so ago to start listening to these, and we really didn't until just a few months ago. We totally dropped the ball on that. And recently, he's just spoken to us about, I can answer you now because you've been praying it through. See, this is his plan, and this is what he wants to do. So he's wanting us to take hold with his plan and pray it through in the spirit. Then he can talk to us in the natural about it. So if there's a delay, it's not his fault. Okay? And we need to get that. This is not him just telling you, thus say the Lord, and you go do it, or blah, blah, blah. No, it is, connect with me. Connect with me. We've been praying that God would connect the apostolic teams all across this nation. They'd join up with the Holy Ghost. That's how this plan's going to be executed. It's where we go when we go all. It's not a one-man show. That's why I've never got anything done. Everybody was jealous of one another. My church is bigger than your church. You can have all of them. You can tear them all down. Probably the best thing that ever happened. All right, a new view. Those that have been on the sidelines will begin to see my power in demonstration, and it will pique their curiosity, and they will come to see, and what they see will stir them up. For you see, they have become bored with religious ways and practices and have sought out the world instead. My church has been compromised by the ways of the world. When they see what is real, they will come running to get on board. Don't give up on any of them. After they see me and my power in operation, there will be no Hollywood production that will be able to grab their attention anymore. They will come up and join you. It'll be power and demonstration. As my son turned the world upside down and the apostles did too, that is the way it will be for you and others like you. I'm calling up my apostles and prophets, and the greatest show on earth is about to begin. And this right here, the Lord did confirm to me that the stuff happening with the broadcast is part of the turbulence to keep us from taking our third heaven authority seat.